very inspirational story to share. Today is Cancer Survivors Day, a day celebrated for sure here in West Michigan on behalf of Spectrum Health Cancer Center. Tammy Myers on the phone. She blogs about her journey, breast cancer survivor. I know she's on her way shortly to the center for details. We'll talk about the Lemon Holton Cancer Pavilion, where at 1 o'clock a celebration to be had. So good morning to you, Tammy.
Good morning to you as well.
Thank you for being here, and thank you for sharing your words. Where do we find your work on the blog, on the Facebook?
I've been documenting my journey through photos and posts on mypersonalpinktime.org or mypersonalpinktime on Facebook.
Tammy, can you share your diagnosis again? We congratulations, you are a cancer survivor. We are sharing your story. You have information on, I know, Spectrum's health beat. What has been a highlight and a low light thus far?
Just a little bit. I was diagnosed last February at the age of 33 with I think two forms of breast cancer, stage 1 to 2. I found the lump myself, so it kind of caught us off guard. Had no family history, no environmental risk factors. I was pretty healthy, stay kind of fit, and eat healthy. I don't drink, I don't smoke, so really wasn't on my radar. So I think that's important to share with other young women, just to be aware. I found out in February. I've had a bilateral mastectomy and reconstruction. Also had my ovaries and tubes removed as a precaution, and I've done chemo and radiation, and now I'm still kind of in the surgical phase, but starting hormone therapy, so doing well. I would say the hardest stage was definitely chemotherapy. My lows for sure. I'm a pretty upbeat and positive person, and I think I've stayed pretty positive throughout this journey. But about midway through chemo, it kind of hit me that it was actually happening to me, that I actually had cancer, and I couldn't get away from it. I mean, it's everywhere, so it was kind of bringing me down to the lowest I've ever been.
But yes,
I'm doing well, and I'm back to myself. So.
Thank you. And your family, we forget the positive stresses that come along on this journey, yes?
Yeah. It's been a struggle, probably more of a struggle for my family than it is for me. I mean, they've had to watch me go through it, and they're kind of helpless in that. They can't do anything to make it better. And I have a three-year-old daughter and a husband who is a year younger than me, so he's 33 now, but definitely a little difficult,
right,
for sure.
This is Cancer Survivors Day. There is an event from 1 to 5 at the Spectrum Health Cancer Center, Lemon Holton Cancer Pavilion. Can you talk about that, Tammy?
Sure. This is actually my first year with Spectrum, because last year at this time, I was just in the thick of it. But I did catch the tail end of the ceremony last year. It's open to the public. It's really a day to celebrate all cancer survivors. So any survivor is welcome, along with their friends and family. They're housing an event with art, music, refreshments, and treats. And I believe the Lilly Oncology art exhibit is going to be on display as well, along with some resources and health tips throughout the building. So it's just really kind of a day to, for me, it's a day to celebrate, you know, where I'm at in my journey. But I think it's also a day to celebrate, you know, everyone who's out there, who's still fighting, and to encourage them and to celebrate those who are winning, but also to honor those who we all know who've lost their battle to cancer as well.
Great. Thank you so much, Tammy, for your testimony. Tammy Myers, blogging on Facebook, facebook.com/mypersonalpinktime. Get out there and enjoy this day, if I may use that term, as Cancer Survivors Day, and touch another life positively. Anything else you'd like to share, Tammy?
No, I think that was great. Thank you so much.
Great. Take care.